if someone buys a health insurance policy today, what guarantees it'll still be there and have the same coverage throughout 2017?
So I think it's important for folks to focus on what's happening now. This coverage for 2017, the insurers have indicated that these are contracts that they're making with individuals. The president-elect has said there would not be abrupt going away of anyone's coverage. The Congress, in terms of a number of members, have publicly stated the same. Right now, it is the law of the land, and folks have indicated that in terms of 2017, that there would not be an abrupt loss of coverage.
Yeah, and all of those Floridians who are signing up, we've got more than 500,000 Floridians who have already signed up for insurance plans through healthcare.gov. That's a lot more than this time last year, and there have been some significant premium hikes. So this is despite, you know, more money that people are going to be paying out this year. Were the early signups a response to the election uncertainty?
You know, I think that the signups, I think, are reflective of a number of things. And certainly one of those is that this is a product that people want and need. And external surveys that are done about people's satisfaction with their health insurance show that policies that people are getting through the marketplace, that they are as satisfied as the same people who are getting their insurance through their job. So this is a quality, affordable product. And I think that's a big part of what's making a difference. In the state of Florida, about 80% of folks can find a plan for $75 or less a month when they get their financial assistance.
Most people do get subsidies to help pay for their plans when they shop through healthcare.gov. But what guarantees that those subsidies won't go away?
So I think there's a difference between the conversation about 17 and the conversation beyond. And I think you're pointing to something that's extremely important for people to hear and know and understand. I think folks have given reasonable assurances for 17. And I think for the future, it is important to realize that when people are talking about repeal, repeal means a number of things. For the 20 million Americans who now have coverage through the Affordable Care Act, that coverage would go away, especially, as you mentioned, if subsidies go away or altered or changed or prices increase. For the millions, and there are 159 million Americans who get their insurance through their job, for those folks, what repeal would mean would be your child who's on your policy up till 26 no longer could be. If you have pre-existing conditions like asthma or you've had cancer or diabetes and you need to switch a plan at some point and switch employers or switch to the individual market, you could be kept out because of pre-existing conditions. There would be annual limits and lifetime limits, and you'd go back to a place where you'd pay for basic wellness. And what that means is you'd pay for when you take your kids in for their annual checkup. Right now, because of the Affordable Care Act, you don't pay a copay or any additional out-of-pocket. We'd go back to a world where that would happen. And for seniors who are part of Medicare Part D, right now in the country, 11 million seniors have saved $20 billion. And that's about $2,000 per senior because of the Affordable Care Act closing something that many seniors know and understand called the donut hole.
Florida is a state that did not set up its own exchange. It uses healthcare.gov managed by your department at the federal level. Are people in states who set up their own exchanges any more protected than Floridians might be if there are changes to the Affordable Care Act?
No, because one of the basic most important parts of this is the financing, the subsidy, the financial assistance. Everybody talks about affordability in healthcare, and we think that's tremendously important, and that's what a big part of the financial assistance, and that's the same whether you're in a state that has a state-based marketplace or a federal marketplace. Certainly, for those states that have expanded Medicaid, that is another thing that repeal would do and hurt.